This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports 28 corona-related deaths and more than 3,100 infection cases in last 24 hours. Health Ministry projects possibility of more than 100 deaths each day if current infection rate continues. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamwal says no lockdown at present except in highly infected areas, and hospital fire in Baghdad kills at least 82 people. Now the news in detail. CPN UML Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the entire party committees to get united against COVID-19. Addressing the third meeting of the 10th UML National General Convention Organizing Committee at Balwatar today, Prime Minister Oli directed party committees at local and district levels to get mobilized in the fight against coronavirus. Party spokesperson and Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the meeting discussed about management of oxygen supplies required for infected and expansion of COVID-19 vaccination, among others. Responding to the media persons, Minister Gyamwal said there was no possibility of imposing lockdown except in the highly infected areas. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,122 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 450 people recovered from the infection in the same period. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now neared 19,400. The Ministry has also reported 28 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,164. Meantime, the Ministry has projected that more than 100 people could die of coronavirus infection per day if the current infection rate continued. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Ministry today, public health expert Dr. Biraj Karmacharya said 149 people in a day could die after next 3 months if the current infection rate persisted. He added that the situation might turn catastrophic if the current infection rate was not brought under control. To avoid the possible adverse situation, Dr. Karmacharya suggested people stay in self-imposed lockdown, maintain physical distancing and undergo COVID-19 test if they got symptoms. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has directed all the labs not to carry out PCR tests of any foreign nationals who enter Nepal to make a transit or comes to Nepal for PCR test only. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has decided to close its services except for highly essential ones for a week due to detection of COVID-19 infection in the office employees. Issuing a press note today, the District Administration Office said the office would remain closed till the 3rd of May from tomorrow to avoid infection on the service seekers. It said the highly essential services like applications for peace and security and other urgent recommendations would only be provided from the administration. The 6th Memorial Day of the 2015 Gurkha earthquake has been marked today. The devastating quake had claimed more than 8,900 lives and injured more than 22,300 people. The country also saw the loss of physical properties worth billions of rupees. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari, remembering the deceased in the calamity, has expressed her grief over the loss of lives in the devastating quake. She has stressed on the need of eco-friendly and resilient infrastructures to stand strong amidst calamities. Likewise, Chief Executive Officer of the National Reconstruction Authority, Sushil Gyamwal, has said the reconstruction efforts of Nepal were worthy to be displayed to the world. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Chief Executive Officer Gyamwal said the reconstruction efforts of Nepal were exemplary and incomparable. He also claimed to complete the remaining work of reconstruction, including private housing, within this year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग।
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले. मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ. भरे राति बोलौँ न ल.
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा, बुझ न. भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो. एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजे देखि बिहान 6 बजे सम्म.
अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now more news. The Election Commission has approved the by-election program for the election of the National Assembly member in Bagmati province set for the 20th of May. The commission has set the 4th May for publishing voters' list, May 5th and 6th as dates for evaluating the complaints on voters' list, and publishing final list of voters on the 6th of May. Likewise, the May 7th has been set as the day for nomination and 8th May for registering complaints against the nominations. 9th and 10th May has been set for evaluating complaints against the nominated persons and publish the nomination list on 10th of May. The nominated persons could withdraw their names on the 11th of May, and the commission will publish the final nomination list and provide election symbols on the 12th of May. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated the Nepali national cricket team, which won the tri-national T20 international series yesterday. In his official Twitter today, the Prime Minister has congratulated the national cricket squad for its emphatic win against the Netherlands by 142 runs and breaking the 11-year-old history. Nepal, Malaysia and the Netherlands had participated in the tri-series. Two workers hired for a bridge construction project in Chitwan have gone missing after they accidentally fell into the Trishul River along Bharatpur Metro Police 1 today. The district police office Chitwan has informed the workers fell into the river along with iron materials as they were busy in the construction works. As per the Chitwan police, other three workers were rescued alive. The police further say the search for the missing was underway. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. At least 82 people have been killed in a fire at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in the capital of Iraq, Baghdad. More than 100 others were injured in the blaze, which erupted at the Ibn Khatib hospital last night. An Al Jazeera report says an accident had caused an oxygen tank to explode, sparking the blaze. Responding to the situation, Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi called for an immediate investigation into the causes behind the tragic accident. India has recorded nearly 350,000 COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, yet another record-breaking tally. India's health ministry has also reported more than 2,700 corona-related deaths in the same period. The ministry added that five states, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Gujarat and Kerala, contributed 54% of the infection cases. Meantime, Delhi government has extended lockdown by another week amidst increasing COVID-19 cases. And the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 28 corona-related deaths and more than 3,100 infection cases in last 24 hours. Health Ministry projects possibility of more than 100 deaths each day if current infection rate continues. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says no lockdown at present except in highly infected areas. An hospital fire in Baghdad kills at least 82 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.